Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pull up a Bloody Mary, a mimosa, or some prune juice.
Does he have some magic in him? Nix drops back.
And get a serving of Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and other hot menu items.
Underneath, touchdown, Ducks! Wow!
This is Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
Oh! Off the upright!
On the Odyssey app and 1080.
All these things are true. I wouldn't lie. I don't lie to you guys, baby.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Sports Sunday.
Soccer talk.
Yeah, hot soccer talk. Yeah. Off the air only, though.
That's one way to put it.
Well, congrats to the ladies anyway. They
congrats.
They did their thing.
They lost.
Well, still. They
went out.
They went out. But hey, man, like, we're the guys.
You're not wrong. They are way better than the dudes. So way better. But I can say this part on the air. Can't stand Megan Rapinoe, and I her ending up just losing it for the United States women's national team. I'm all right.
You're
with that.
So un-American.
Do you have some NFL music in there somewhere?
I'll go
library?
Find some, yeah. I got like a good old.
We need the old NFL films music, something here as we're doing our previews, because we are less. Just over a month away, I should say, from NFL football.
Are we? It's like August 6th, though. So.
August 6th, and I believe the first game is Thursday night, the 7th. Do we do an opening night Thursday game? Is that how that goes down?
Yeah.
Still?
Okay. Oh, yeah. No, NBC, I think right? week two begins this Thursday. Yeah, that's correct.
So, yeah, I mean, technically, there is NFL football because we had the Hall of Fame game the other day. I mean, boom.
Had walkthroughs.
Yeah, right. But this is the time where we start. Oh, God, my nipples just got so hard when that music started.
Sports pants are tight, baby.
AFC, NFC divisional previews, and we are going to start in the AFC South. The Jacksonville Jaguars. What a push they made last year to win the division, and then with the shocking upset victory in the playoffs against the Chargers. The Jacksonville Jaguars, according to BetMGM, they are your favorites of winning the division at 160. Titans at plus 350, Colts at plus 550, and the Texans at plus 800. Rashad, how are you feeling about the Texans this year with their new rookie quarterback, C.J. Stroud. And who's their head coach? Is it still Lovie Smith or who?
Oh,
the
no,
hell?
They canned him. Like
I was
going to
say, I mean, what? Who the hell is coaching that team now?
Who is their coach now?
Bueller.
Bueller. D'Amico Ryans, I believe.
Yes, thank you.
The guy that got hired.
That's right.
It took a second, but it came
first,
to me.
First time head coach D'Amico Ryans.
What a start to the preview, huh?
There's a guy I'm actually pulling for in D'Amico Ryans, you know, first year.
He's very young. He's like under 40. Yeah, so it's a little confusing how.
You know, but a lot of these players are still very young. And, you know, you have a Texans team that doesn't have much of a. They don't have an identity right now. You know, they lost, obviously, Deshaun Watson, who, you know, was a weirdo. But they lost him.
Thank God.
A couple seasons ago and really haven't been able to be. They don't know which way is up. You know, the whole Bill O'Brien thing. Like, they had a lot of things working against them for a long time. So hopefully you get a guy like C.J. Stroud from Ohio State to come in. And it's going to be a struggle. This is one thing we know. Young quarterbacks with bad teams struggle for the first little bit. But if you ask Trevor Lawrence, you stick in there and get the right guy as your head coach, then things can change from within a year, year and a half, and you can be at the top of your division. But I think for the Houston Texans, it's going to be a long season. C.J. Stroud is going to have a lot of bumps in the road. So I'm going for probably anywhere between 4-13 and 3-14.
Okay, I'm getting the over-under win totals, what they're set at. Yeah. We don't have to go over-under. We are going records here without even looking at the schedule or anything
who
like
cares?
That. So
no, let's just throw our chips in. Right?
What we've done the last couple years now. But on DraftKings, they have Houston's over-under win total at 6.5.
Yeah.
So, Rashad, you have them at what, 4-13?
Four wins, yeah, 4-13.
4-13, okay. Jordan.
If they get 5 wins, I think that's a huge successful season for them. Absolutely.
Jordan, how you feeling about the Houston Texans this year?
I'm excited that they got rid of Davis Mills and they ended that experiment, at least at starting quarterback. And
the longest neck in football history.
And the longest...
Brachiosaurus or something like that? A brontosaurus?
And the longest time spent at a position way past any semblance of him being a good starting quarterback in the league. Oh, my God. No, he was bad. Excited to see C.J. Stroud as well as, God, their defense was terrible last year. So Will Anderson, their third pick right after they got C.J. Stroud in the draft. Hopefully he can improve their defense. But I'd say Rashad's probably correct. 4 wins is a good target. 5 wins is probably a huge success for them this year.
So you're going 5-12 for the Houston Texans, huh?
5-12 officially. Put it down. Final answer.
Yeah, I'm feeling 5-12 as well. Rookie quarterback, rookie head coach. I did appreciate how scrappy the Texans were last year. I think, like, God, they weren't projected to win a game last year, it seemed like. And they were much more competitive than they should have. So, let's give them 5-12 on this one. Move to the next team that has the... third best odds to win the division. Another rookie quarterback, Anthony Richardson, in the Indianapolis Colts, and I believe head coach over there is that Shane Steichen,
the Eagles
offensive coordinator.
Eagles OC.
So we saw the Eagles offense last year, how well that cooked. You got a new, very athletic quarterback that jumped up the boards, Anthony Richardson. Rashad, how are we feeling about the Colts?
I feel bad for the Colts because didn't their best player just request a trade? Jonathan Taylor no longer wants to be there. He's not happy with the roster. He's not happy with the way things look at this point. He's their best player. And,
Indy with a 6.5 over under on DraftKings.
Yeah, they kind of, you know, that throws a big monkey wrench in there because that's 6.5 with Jonathan Taylor. So take him away from that offense, which is their best player, then you're looking at a team that's potentially winning 3-4 games on the season. Because the Colts weren't projected to do a lot. You said 6.5?
6.5 over under, yeah.
So, I mean, so I'm thinking anywhere from, with Jonathan Taylor, six wins. Without him, 4. three.
Hmm. You really think that he's going to impact the offense that much?
I mean,
though?
He impacts them enough to get them about six wins when he's on the field.
All right.
If he's not on the field, then without your best player, yeah, I don't think you do much.
I mean, I love Michael Pittman Jr., former USC wide receiver for them as well. Their quarterback room a lot smarter than the Texans. They've got Gardner Minshew is most likely going to be their backup, although it's funny, he's listed on their depth chart as the starter right now for Indianapolis. So they're playing that game. Oh, you know, Anthony's got to earn it. So I hate that already for them. I think that's going to be stupid. But like I said, better quarterback room overall than the Texans. They got Sam Ehlinger in as the third guy. One of my, frankly, underranked front two on the interior defensive line with Quiddy Payne, DeForest Buckner. So love what the Colts got going on sneakily on defense. Yeah, don't think they're going to be able to put it together with any semblance of success for more than, let's say, six games this year. I'll go 6-11 for the Colts.
6-11. Rashad, you're going with the 4-13?
No, 6-11.
You're going 6-11 as well?
Yeah, so, but if without Jonathan Taylor, I don't expect them to win.
I see you're flip-flopping on me.
Well, we don't know what's going to happen.
JT's
I can't do that.
JT's going to be a Colt. There's right. Who else is going to pay him? Who else is going to trade
sit.
For him at
he
this
could
point?
Sit.
I got you. I got you at 6-11. I'm going to also go with the Colts going 5-12. I mean, the offense might look good, but the Anthony Richardson thing, I think, is going to take a little while to get going. I mean, also the weapons do not give me any confidence. Like, Michael Pittman is good, but outside of him, they have nothing. And if, Jonathan Taylor isn't going to play, then you're looking at Zach Moss or Kenyon Drake as your, like, 1-2 punch at running back. And, it's just nothing about this team gets me excited other than Jonathan Taylor, and he doesn't want to be there. So I have them as finishing last in the division, honestly. Text line, rest in hell, Bob Irsay. Yeah, that dude is a...
Man.
That dude... all right, we're not going to spend time on it.
Jackass of many proportions.
Yes. Let's take a quick break because we're up against it. We're going to finish up this division, and then we'll also start the NFC South right here, Sports Sunday NFL Preview on 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes,
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Man, I don't know what gets you more pumped up for NFL football than Bill Weathers.
It's a lovely day. I mean, I wish I like it outside.
It is a lovely day when we are talking football.
Morning delight with the Cigo and then some NFL football. That Sunday is coming.
Yes, indeed it is. But that's the music I want to hear.
Football, baby.
Are you ready for some football? Chris Berman yesterday. Just lighting 20,000 people up.
Here are my picks. They're dynamite. Call 1-800. Absolute locks.
Tennessee Titans, plus 350 to win the division. They blew it last year. Are they going to do that again? Blow it again?
Well, that depends on if Derrick Henry is going to get hurt 10 games into the season.
That's true.
You know, they were doing really well. I remember that until he went down. And then
Tannehill went down for a bit, too. Tannehill and they had to throw Malik Willis out there, for God's sakes.
But they drafted Will Levis.
The Mayo boy himself.
Which is super sick, but I mean... but you know, everybody will forget all about his weird coffee request if he goes out there and wins. You know, let's just say...
7.5 over-under win total.
I'm probably going to say closer to 8, just because if Derrick Henry is there again, he got them 7 wins before the injury. And so if Derrick Henry is there and healthy, the only thing about it is the way he runs... And the way he kind of absorbs contact like that, like
he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. That's what I'm saying. Like it's going to be a long season for him because he does take a lot of hits. And he is so big to where, you know, you have to hit him hard, and often just to make sure that he's going down. You know what I mean? That's one of those things. See this guy, man. And so I think this again, much like we were just talking about with the Colts. This team is going to go as their running back goes. You know, they still got some other pieces they're trying to work out. But one thing we know for sure is Derrick Henry, if healthy, is going to be able to get you, 1,500 yards if he's able.
So you're going 8-9 for the
8-9
for the Titans.
8-9.
Okay, Jordan, what is going to happen in Tennessee with Kyle Trask? My headphones are jacking up on me right now.
You all right? Do I need to come in there and
They're having an electrical seizure on me. God, who's the Mayo boy? What's his name? Sorry.
Will Levis.
Thank you. Sorry. Kyle Trask is on my mind because we will be talking about the Buccaneers here soon, and my best friend is just trying to convince me that Kyle Trask and or Baker Mayfield will be taking the Bucs to new heights. So that's why Kyle Trask is on the mind. But
a lot of people high on Trask, but we'll get to that.
The Titans, Will Levis and Derrick Henry and Mike Vrabel. What do you got for the Titans?
I'm thinking not too great, maybe 7 wins. Pretty much because they gave away so many turnovers last year. They were terrible at protecting the ball. I don't know when Will Levis is going to be starting. Tannehill's on a career downswing, it seems like. I liked their addition of DeAndre Hopkins, a week or two ago. That was kind of a surprising signing, and I'm assuming he just went there really because he's getting a near-guaranteed salary that he did last year. Not really so much to win. He's making 15 from the Cardinals last year, making about 15 from the Titans this year. So they got him for the cash, but about 7 wins because, their defense sucks. They're going to give the ball away on offense, and I just don't see them getting over on the Jaguars. Not either of those games on their schedule this year.
I'm going to push back on the defense sucking. I think that it's been pretty decent under Vrabel's watch over the last few years. I think that their secondary will be pretty solid this year, but the offense... This is a Ryan Tannehill kind of like last year in Miami year for him. Is that, hey, man, you got to prove it. I knew that you were a little injured last year, but over the last couple of years since he got to Tennessee, it's been kind of a slow downward trajectory. So this is a big year for Tannehill, and I think this is where they might end up making the move to one of the younger guys, maybe halfway through the season, because they're middling. They're not in the fight for the division, or if they are, they're a few games back. So I'm going to put them at 8-9 Just because I feel like they have enough to be competitive and not be at the bottom of this division like the Colts. So, yeah, give me 8 and 9 with the Tennessee Titans. And then that leaves the final team of the division, your division winners last year, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Duval, Trevor Lawrence, and Doug Peterson. What are they going to do? Are they going to win the division again? They are the favorites, and the way that they finished the year last year, it seems that the momentum is rolling for them to do it again in back-to-back years. Unbelievable. Jaguars, have they ever won the division back-to-back years?
I don't think so.
We'll look into that.
I don't think so. Jaguars are clearly the crown jewel of this NFC South, or excuse me, AFC South.
Over under is 9.5.
I'm saying they go 11. I think they go 11-6. They get Calvin Ridley, who hasn't played in a couple seasons. However, the last time he did play, when he was paired with Julio, he was great. And then you add him with Christian Kirk and Travis Etienne and, you know, Zay Jones. Like, you got yourself a hell of a lineup right there offensively. And so, I'm thinking they win at least 11 games. I don't think they lose a game within their division.
Just to throw out their first 8 games for you, at Indy versus Kansas City, tough one there. Houston, Atlanta, Buffalo at home, which, I mean,
okay,
that could be a winnable game for the Jaguars. Indianapolis at New Orleans at Pittsburgh. I mean, playing at New Orleans and Pittsburgh is tough, but those aren't, like,
they're not Orleans scary. Pittsburgh that we remember
from the mid-2000s. Yeah,
there's Big Ben's not walking through that
so
door.
Jordan, I mean, knowing what you know about the Jags and really that first stretch of games before their bye week, what do you have the Jags?
During that stretch, I believe one of those games are going to be overseas, right?
Yes, that is the Buffalo game.
So that is, yeah, they got a couple of home games.
I mean, they might have back-to-back. I see, yeah.
6:30 a.m. kicks twice in a row.
Yeah, they have one versus Atlanta 6:30 a.m., one versus Buffalo 6:30 a.m. So
they're kind of, I think, falling the most victim to to the NFL's experiment with football in Europe. Now, is that going to affect their season? I'm not sure. I like the Jaguars. I don't love them. I love Trevor Lawrence at quarterback. I just don't really know, you know, what they're going to do. Obviously, you say the addition of Ridley is going to help. I agree. I never thought they should have moved on from DJ Chark, though. Sucks that he's still not on the roster for them. So I say 10 wins, maybe 11 for Jacksonville this season. I think they will end up stumbling. They got a couple of easy in-division opponents there. Obviously, Indy and Houston are going to be very, very easy teams to beat. I don't think they're going to beat Tennessee twice. They'll probably stumble. And then they're out of division schedule. The San Francisco, the Cincinnati, as we just mentioned, they're going to be playing 2 games across the pond. It's not going to be a succinct season for them.
They're going to London in that first game against Atlanta, and then the next week they're going
to
be playing in Germany.
Or Munich, excuse me. I can't remember where
it is. Tottenham, excuse me. That's in London. Whatever. They're going to Germany.
Somewhere.
They're playing in Germany, for God's sakes. The first part of this season, the 8 games, I mean, like, I look at that schedule, I could see them easily starting 7-1 or 6-2 with some of the competition they're playing. And then the back half of the season, I mean, you get Tennessee twice, you get Houston, you get Tampa Bay, you get Cleveland and Cincinnati. I mean, I got them at 12-5. Honestly, I think the way that this team is rolling, you have a Super Bowl winning head coach. If you have not seen clips of Calvin Ridley at camp, that dude has so much speed. I think he is going to go off this year. There is a specific clip of Zay Jones going out on like a little
route, low in or something
like a 6-yard in or something like that.
So
shows
quick.
Him do it. And then it shows Calvin Ridley a clearly evident difference in speed and acceleration from those two players. And just seeing that, I was like, oh yeah, that's right. Calvin Ridley was really, really good for the Falcons
got
suspended.
He's
so,
got wheels, man.
Give me the division winning Jaguars going 12-5 this year. Dear God.
What did you say? It was like plus 135 for them to win the division?
Yes. BetMGM has them at, they have them at minus 160 to win the division.
Damn.
So, I mean, they are.
Got to parlay that with a couple other division picks.
They are the heavy favorites there. So 12-5 for the Jags, and Rashad, you have them at 11-6. Jordan,
I said 11 as well.
You got them at 11-6. All right, so there is the AFC South. Let's go to the NFC South. Bucks, Falcons, Saints, and Tampa. Actually, I already said them. I'm on a roll today. Carolina, that's the other team. That's got to be the next European team, right, that they send over with Jacksonville's
Big
Carolina.
News at a Panthers camp. Bryce Young got upset during a drill.
Panthers, Bucks, Saints, Falcons. We go there next. NFC South, right here, Sports Sunday. But first, Jordan Schultz with the Sports Center update.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan. Push it to the limit.
Walk along the razor's edge. Woo! Looking at some throwback jerseys. As the text line mentioned, best thing about the Titans this year will be the Oilers throwback unis. That is a great point.
I was a big Warren Moon fan, so those were dope.
Great jerseys coming back.
We got into this debate on Dirt and Sprague a week ago about whether or not the Tennessee Titans should be wearing the Houston Oilers throwback jerseys. And it was pointed out that, you know, hey, Houston did leave as that team, and it was still the Tennessee Oilers for a season or two. So people on the text line were freaking out that day, and then I got to defend myself because I did say to Sprague, like, well, this makes no sense because didn't the Seattle Supersonics end up keeping all their stuff when they went to become the Oklahoma City Thunder?
OKC has a championship that's not theirs.
Well, yeah, he corrected me, sort of, but actually I was half correct in that because when the Seattle Supersonics, I don't say if, I say when they come back, there is an agreement there to keep those properties, to keep all the retired numbers and stuff, or at least send them back to Seattle. So kind of a weird, you know, like agreement there, but yeah, it's kind of like some people saying the Supersonics being worn by the Oklahoma City Thunder, but I think that's crap. I think that's a horrible comparison.
I'm glad this text just came through because it was my first initial thought was the clip from Basketball when they're showing how the teams have moved over the years. And they're like, the Minneapolis Lakers moved to L.A. where there are no lakes. The Houston Oilers moved to Tennessee where there is no oil.
The New Orleans Jazz moved to Utah where there is
no music allowed.
So true.
But yes, it will be fun watching those throwback jerseys. And we will enjoy watching some NFL football, specifically the best division in football, the NFC South. Oh, well, wait, maybe not the best division in football. Because, yeah, it's going to be it's probably going to be pretty ugly this year. I mean, when you look at the quarterbacks and the teams, I'm trying to get the odds pulled up here as far as who will win the division. I know one team that won't win the division. And sorry to say, Ben, my really good friend, that's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They are going to be god-awful because, one, Todd Bowles is still their head coach. They are going to have either Baker Mayfield or Kyle Trask starting at quarterback for them. And, yeah, Godspeed. I mean, Tom Brady held that team together last year, and he didn't even play that great. No running game. If their offensive line is healthy this year, that will be their only saving grace. But Buccaneers, easily the worst odds to win this division. And as far as over-under win total, DraftKings has them at, scrolling, 6.5. So Rashad, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, how does it go this year?
This is the bad thing of going all in on trying to win a championship. Sometimes you're left with a roster that's not really going to be able to compete in the long run. And right now, and that said, like, you have a whole lot of talent on the roster. You got a pretty good defensive line. The question that remains to be seen is, like, is Baker Mayfield a good quarterback?
NFL? I think, like, we can say he's not, but he had some flashes with the Rams last year. So
he had some flashes and everything like that. He had some flashes as a member of the Browns. So he clearly understands how to play. It's just that will all of it click at some point? And I think in unless that happens, like, unless Baker turns him into a miracle team for the year, which I don't think any of us see coming. Yeah, I project it'll be a bit of a reset for this Bucks team. So I'm probably saying right around 5 or 6 wins. Let's say 6, 5. Let's say 5. I think that's fair. As I'm thinking about it, let's say 5.
As this segment started with you guys, I was kind of wondering, how do NFL fan bases deal with such a crappy team? Just knowing in, you know, knowing as you go into training camp, going into the
that
regular season.
You don't
season,
have a chance.
Yeah, that you don't have a chance. But then I'm like, oh, you win a championship a couple of years ago because, you know, the Buccaneers doing kind of what Rashad said. They went all in for a Super Bowl, similar to what the Rams did, went all in for a Super Bowl. Successful, mind you. You know, now left here in Tampa Bay without Tom Brady. So you're picking up the pieces with Baker Mayfield and Kyle Trask.
Or John Wolford.
Right?
I mean...
Yeah, former Ram, too. John Wolford. Funny that you mention him. But he has two great wide receivers still. I cannot believe they decided to stay in Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. I think both of them were kind of hoping, like, hey, Tom?
Please.
Any chance? No?
Bueller.
Damn it! Yeah. So they do have some 50 good...
50 years old.
You're right. They do have some good weapons to work with on the offensive end. Tampa Bay, though... I'd say about 5 wins this year. I just don't think Baker has it. The flashes were because of Sean McVay knowing how to work with Baker Mayfield. I truly believe that. So, yeah, no, Todd Bowles shouldn't be a head coach in the NFL, in my opinion. 5 wins for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2023.
Rashad, you're going 5-12 as well.
5-12.
I am going bottom of the barrel possible number one overall pick here. I'm going 3-14 for the Bucs.
Oh, wow.
The defense is going to be decent, but it's not going to matter when they're on the field all the time. I don't care how good your defense is if they're gassed and have to play 40 minutes out of the game because Baker Mayfield can't complete a pass. Oh, he did complete a pass to the other team, and now the defense is back out on the field. Like, that's where I worry is you don't have a run game. You're going to have to throw the ball, and your quarterbacks that you have a bad track record of throwing the football. Unless Kyle Trask is something we don't know. So I'm going, like I said, I said to my buddy the other day, I'm like, so Caleb Williams, huh? Like that is the race that the Bucs are going to be in. So I am going 3-14 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the next team in the NFC South, rather, with the almost second best odds. They're right below them, though, but it's the Panthers going with Frank Reich and the number one overall pick, Bryce Young, at quarterback. Panthers had some flashes last year towards the end of the year where they were trying to make a late season push to win the division. They had that game against the Seahawks where they just ran the ball down their throat. They had a few other games where the run game was on point, so adding Bryce Young to throw the ball now, we'll see how that goes. They have odds of plus 350, plus 400 at some other books. And as far as their over-under win total goes, the Carolina Panthers are at 7.5. Rashad, how do the Panthers do this year?
Now, I think Frank Reich has got this team, you know, on the right track. I mean, I could be wrong, but I mean, yes, they've been in the toilet, but they've been slowly building for kind of this moment.
And there's a lot worse coaches I would have.
100%. 100%. We just finished talking about Todd Bowles and how bad he was within the same division. You got a young quarterback and Bryce Young. And I think considering the division, like a quarterback who nobody has any film on at this point, could be a good thing for them. So, yeah, I think the Panthers are going to do better than a lot of people think they're going to do. I like their roster. I like their coach. I love the fact that they're in a division that doesn't really have a clear-cut, you know, leader or anything. So I'm saying I think they can win about 8 games. So I'm saying I'm going to say 8-9.
8-9 for the Panthers. Jordan Schultz, how are you feeling about the Panthers this year?
I feel terrible. I think they're going to go 0-17 because I'm serious. There was an ESPN headline from yesterday. Panthers quarterback Bryce Young shows frustration during quarterback practice drill. Are you freaking kidding me?
He's got fire.
Rashad and I were talking about this before
the
show
got fired.
Started. Nobody has anything to talk about in the preseason or in training camp. So what do? We find any little thing to talk about. So, oh, because he had an attitude, because, hey, Coach Reich, I just heard Bryce Young tell his offensive coordinator to go bleep himself. Any comment on that? And no, because of that, they're going to go 0-17. No, all right. Obviously, I'm joking and overreacting. But it is ridiculous that we're focusing on this stuff. Can we just stop, please? I mentioned DJ Chark earlier. Sad that the Jaguars let him go a couple of seasons ago, and he has arrived in Carolina through Detroit after spending last year with the Lions. So love that addition. Not sure Bryce Young is going to be the stud quarterback everybody thinks he does. Basically got a shot at being like Russell Wilson 2.0, in my opinion. Not many quarterbacks under 5'11" have succeeded in this league. There is a list that you can count basically on one hand. So, I'd say 6 wins for the Panthers. I'm not as high on them. Their opening game is against the Jets. And Aaron Rodgers is probably going to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Looking at some throwback jerseys. As the text line mentioned, best thing about the Titans this year will be the Oilers throwback unis. That is a great point.
I was a big Warren Moon fan, so those were dope.
Great jerseys coming back.
We got into this debate on Dirt and Sprague a week ago about whether or not the Tennessee Titans should be wearing the Houston Oilers throwback jerseys. And it was pointed out that, you know, hey, Houston did leave as that team, and it was still the Tennessee Oilers for a season or two. So people on the text line were freaking out that day, and then I got to defend myself because I did say to Sprague, like, well, this makes no sense because didn't the Seattle Supersonics end up keeping all their stuff when they went to become the Oklahoma City Thunder?
OKC has a championship that's not theirs.
Well, yeah, he corrected me, sort of, but actually I was half correct in that because when the Seattle Supersonics, I don't say if, I say when they come back, there is an agreement there to keep those properties, to keep all the retired numbers and stuff, or at least send them back to Seattle. So kind of a weird, you know, like agreement there, but yeah, it's kind of like some people saying the Supersonics being worn by the Oklahoma City Thunder, but I think that's crap. I think that's a horrible, Horrible comparison.
I'm glad this text just came through because it was my first initial thought was the clip from basketball when they're showing the how the teams have moved over the years. And they're like, the Minneapolis Lakers moved to L.A. where there are no lakes. The Houston Oilers moved to Tennessee where there is no oil.
The New Orleans Jazz moved to Utah where there is no
music allowed.
So true.
But yes, it will be fun watching those throwback jerseys. And we we'll enjoy watching some NFL football, specifically the best division in the in football, the NFC South. Well, wait, maybe not the best division in football. Because, yeah, it's going to be it's probably going to be pretty ugly this year. I mean, when you look at the quarterbacks and the teams, I'm trying to get the odds pulled up here as far as who will win the division. I know one team that won't win the division. And sorry to say, Ben, my really good friend. That's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They are going to be god-awful because, one, Todd Bowles is still their head coach. They are going to have either Baker Mayfield or Kyle Trask starting at quarterback for them. And, yeah, Godspeed. I mean, Tom Brady held that team together last year, and he didn't even play that great. No running game. If their offensive line is healthy this year, that will be their only saving grace. But Buccaneers, easily the worst odds to win this division. And as far as over under win total, DraftKings has them at scrolling 6.5. So Rashad, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, how does it go this year?
This is the bad thing of going all in on trying to win a championship. Sometimes you're left with a roster that's not really going to be able to compete in the long run. And right now, and that said, like, you have a whole lot of talent on the roster. You got a pretty good defensive line. The question that remains to be seen is, like, is Baker Mayfield a good quarterback?
Well, I mean, NFL? I think, like, we can say he's not, but he had some flashes with the Rams last year. So
he had some flashes and everything like that. He had some flashes as a member of the Browns. So he clearly understands how to play. It's just that will all of it click at some point? And I think in unless that happens, like, unless Baker turns him into a miracle team for the year, which I don't think any of us see coming. Yeah, I project it'll be a bit of a reset for this Bucks team. So I'm probably saying right around 5 or 6 wins. Let's say 6. 5. Let's say 5. I think that's fair. As I'm thinking about it, let's say 5.
As this segment started with you guys, I was kind of wondering, how do NFL fan bases deal with such a crappy team? Just knowing as you go into training camp, going into the regular season,
that you don't have a chance.
Yeah, that you don't have a chance. But then I'm like, oh, you win a championship a couple of years ago because, you know, the Buccaneers doing kind of what Rashad said. They went all in for a Super Bowl, similar to what the Rams did, went all in for a Super Bowl. Successful, mind you. You know, now left here in Tampa Bay without Tom Brady. So you're picking up the pieces with Baker Mayfield and Kyle Trask.
Or John Wolford.
Right?
I mean,
yeah, former Ram too. John Wolford. Funny that you mention him. But he has two great wide receivers still. I cannot believe they decided to stay in Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. I think both of them were kind of hoping, like, hey, Tom,
please.
Any chance? No?
Bueller.
Damn it. Yeah. So they do have some
50
good...
50 years old.
You're right. They do have some good weapons to work with on the offensive end. Tampa Bay, though, I'd say about 5 wins this year. I just don't think Baker has it. The flashes were because of Sean McVay knowing how to work with Baker Mayfield. I truly believe that. So, yeah, no, Todd Bowles shouldn't be a head coach in the NFL, in my opinion. 5 wins for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2023.
Rashad, you're going 5-12 as well.
5-12.
I am going bottom of the barrel possible number one overall pick here. I'm going 3-14 for the Bucs.
Oh, wow.
The defense is going to be decent, but it's not going to matter when they're on the field all the time. I don't care how good your defense is if they're gassed and have to play 40 minutes out of the game because Baker Mayfield can't complete a pass. Oh, he did complete a pass to the other team, and now the defense is back out on the field. Like, that's where I worry is you don't have a run game. You're going to have to throw the ball, and your quarterbacks that you have a bad track record of throwing the football, unless Kyle Trask is something we don't know. So I'm going, like I said, to my buddy the other day, I'm like, so Caleb Williams, huh? Like, that is the race that the Bucs are going to be in. So I am going 3-14 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the next team in the NFC South, rather, with the almost second best odds. They're right below them, though, but it's the Panthers going with Frank Reich and the number one overall pick, Bryce Young, at quarterback. Panthers had some flashes last year towards the end of the year where they were trying to make a late season push to win the division. They had that game against the Seahawks where they just ran the ball down their throat. They had a few other games where the run game was on point. So adding Bryce Young to throw the ball now, we'll see how that goes. They have odds of plus 350, plus 400 at some other books. And as far as their over-under win total goes, the Carolina Panthers are at 7.5. Rashad, how do the Panthers do this year?
Man, I think Frank Reich has got this team, you know, on the right track. I mean, I could be wrong, but I mean, yes, they've been in the toilet, but they've been slowly building for kind of this moment.
And there's a lot worse coaches I would have.
100%. 100%. We just finished talking about Todd Bowles and how bad he was within the same division. You got a young quarterback and Bryce Young. And I think considering the division, like a quarterback who nobody has any film on at this point, could be a good thing for them. So, I think the Panthers are going to do better than a lot of people think they're going to do. I like their roster. I like their coach. I love the fact that they're in a division that doesn't really have a clear-cut, you know, leader or anything. So I'm saying I think they can win about 8 games. So I'm saying I'm going to say 8-9.
8-9 for the Panthers. Jordan Schultz, how are you feeling about the Panthers this year?
I feel terrible. I think they're going to go 0-17 because I'm serious. There was an ESPN headline from yesterday. Panthers quarterback Bryce Young shows frustration during quarterback practice drill. Are you freaking kidding me?
He's got fire.
Rashad and I were talking about this before the show
got fired.
Started. Nobody has anything to talk about in the preseason or in training camp. So what do? We find any little thing to talk about. So, oh, because he had an attitude, because, hey, Coach Reich, I just heard Bryce Young tell his offensive coordinator to go bleep himself. Any comment on that? And no, because of that, they're going to go 0-17. No, all right, obviously I'm joking and overreacting, but it is ridiculous that we're focusing on this stuff. Can we just stop, please? I mentioned DJ Chark earlier, sad that the Jaguars let him go a couple of seasons ago, and he has arrived in Carolina through Detroit after spending last year with the Lions, so love that addition. Not sure Bryce Young is going to be the stud quarterback everybody thinks he does. Basically got a shot at being like Russell Wilson 2.0, in my opinion. Not many quarterbacks under 5'11" have succeeded in this league. There is a list that you can count basically on one hand, so meh, I'd say 6 wins for the Panthers. I'm not as high on them. Their opening game is against the Jets, and Aaron Rodgers is probably going to crush them in game one. So yeah, 6-11.
6-11. I'm going to go 7-10 because I feel that this team has a lot of good pieces around them on both sides of the ball. It's just going to be a rookie quarterback growing pain season, and I think having a 7-10 year as a rookie is actually pretty damn acceptable.
Right.
You look at this team and they have kind of retooled. And this is going to be a completely different Panthers team. You have Miles Sanders now in Carolina. And Chuba Hubbard, who they just got from Oklahoma State last year. Hopefully he can be healthy this year. But then even in the wide receiver room, you got Adam Thielen, DJ Chark, which, yes, Thielen is not the same player as he was, but still veteran leadership. We'll see if Laviska Shenault can capture anything again. Hayden Hurst has a tight end. So there are definitely options to throw to. I love these options much more than what I saw on the Colts depth chart, for God's sake. And then the defense. I think that the defense is actually, at all three levels, has some playmakers and ballers. I mean, you got Derrick Brown, D-tackle. You've got Shaq Thompson, one of the best linebackers in the league. You've got in your secondary, J.C. Horn and Von Bell, Xavier, like, I feel like this Carolina team.
I'm telling you, I like their roster.
The thing that's going to hold them back is Bryce Young. But if a rookie quarterback's leading you to a 7-10 year, you can't be too upset.
Not at all. Not at all.
Let's go through these last two teams because we never get to anything worthwhile in the last segment anyways. So our last two teams to preview, and this team has the second best odds to win the division. That is the Atlanta Falcons. They are going to be rolling out Desmond Ridder as their starting quarterback this year. Arthur Smith is the head coach.
The blank Smith, which yeah, owner, coach. Yeah, you're doing the same thing I do, buddy. It's
I
good.
Feel like I'm not the only person that does that. But the Atlanta Falcons, they go with Bijan Robinson in the draft. So they will
what
be,
a pickup there.
Yeah, and then
won't
they
get
also
paid, but what a pickup.
They also have Kyle Pitts, Drake London, another young acquisition from last year's draft. This Falcons team is going to be weird. I don't know. Like, are they going to finish second with what, a 7-10, 8-9 record? I mean, Rashad, what are you feeling?
I think Atlanta quietly probably has the best run game in the division. You know, at this point,
man, looking at their three running backs, you got Bijan Robinson, Tyler Allgeier from BYU is actually solid, and then of course number 84. Cordarrelle Patterson is still in the league.
Stud.
So, I mean, it's
fantasy savior.
If you think about last year and kind of what happened, like Mariota, the situation with Mariota happened, and the team really kind of transitioned to like a almost like a ground and pound, you know, kind of thing and everything like that. But it worked out well for him. And so if you can get, you know, your young quarterback and Desmond Ridder to really make some plays, you know, down the field for this team, like I think there's a good chance that I don't want to say that they surprise a lot of people, but if about seven wins is a surprise, yeah, I think they could surprise a whole bunch of people. I don't know if they're the best team or second best team in the division, but I do think that they could potentially, just considering how good their run game is. The great thing is, if you can run the ball in the NFL, like, you're going to be good. Like, I mean, because, you know, passing the ball, as it gets colder and certain stuff, it gets a little tougher to do.
Again,
if you can run the ball, then you're going to be in good shape.
The Panthers started doing that towards the back half of the year because they realized that Darnold and Mayfield couldn't throw the ball. Yeah. So, I mean, once they started doing it, started paying dividends for them. But what do you have them at?
I'm going to say the Falcons 6-11.
Over under is 8.5.
Okay.
Oh.
Ooh. Okay. 6-11. I'm okay with that.
And that does leave me curious to pull up the Falcons schedule.
That's what I'm looking at right now.
But yeah, so they're over under 8.5. Rashad, you got them at 6-11. Jordan.
Quickly, I will say only 3 wins because their schedule looks ridiculously tough.
Man, out of
their conference, it looks terrible. And hear me out. They brought in Marcus Mariota last year to be their quarterback, hoping that their backup now starter Desmond Ridder could learn from him. And also because Desmond Ridder reminded them of Marcus Mariota. Bad omen when you bench the guy that you hoped your next guy up reminded you of to play. So yeah, I just don't think their quarterback selection and Desmond Ridder's good. 3 wins this year.
Whoo, boy. I mean, they are playing some pretty bad teams this year.
Right? Their schedule's tough, man.
I'm not buying that they are going to be competing for the division. Like, they're winning games. I think this division is just going to be crappy as is. So I have them at 7-10 just because I do not think that Desmond Ridder is their answer. I think it's a matter of, well, he's a young quarterback, and yeah, we spent a draft pick on him, so we might as well see what we have with him.
Mason Campbell 2.0 here.
Yeah, so I don't have a lot of confidence. I was initially going to go 7-10, but I'm kind of on Rashad 6-11 here. You know, just to save the 8.5 under, I will go 7-10. But yeah, not a lot of confidence there.
Yeah,
in our last team, the New Orleans Saints, Derek Carr and the New Orleans Saints. How about that? That is going to be another quarterback that's going to be weird getting used to. But they are the favorites to win the division. They have a over-under win total at, what do we get here? Scrolling. 9.5 for the New Orleans Saints. Rashad, Saints are winners. I mean, they damn well should be if we have everybody finishing 6-11 and 7-10 and 8-9. So
I think it's funny. I've got the Saints going 8-9. You know, it would, depending on what happens with Alvin Kamara, there's a chance that he could be missing some games.
It's come down 3 games.
So yep. Yeah. So Alvin Kamara is missing 3 games. So that's going, and that's, you know, I had them at 8 wins. With Kamara. Now, without him, I don't know. That's probably looking a little more like 7. But I'm going to go ahead and just stay. I'm going to stay with 8, you know, and just see how that works out. I think having Derek Carr, who's the best quarterback in your division instantly, which is a good change for him because you go from being the worst quarterback in the AFC West to potentially the best quarterback, not even potentially, the best quarterback in the NFC South. So that's a good look for you at this point. Yeah, I think 8 wins is right on par for what I think the Saints team is going to do, which is still enough for them to be the best team in the in the division.
I'm pretty high on the Saints this year. They were missing a quarterback last year. Even without a quarterback, their offense was still middle of the league. So I think with all their weapons coming back, even Kamara missing three games, Carr to Thomas is going to be a fun combo to watch. I say 10 wins for them all year. They got such an easy division to slap around.
Yeah, yeah. Michael Thomas, is he still alive? I feel like I haven't seen him play a single down of football in like 3 years.
Wow.
Chris Olave also on that squad. Running back Jamal Williams, hopefully going to get a full season out of him. He was pretty solid with Detroit. Touchdown monster. Give me 9-8, though, because I feel like, yeah, this is just a team that will take advantage of a terrible division. And Juwan Johnson, starting tight end. Love to see that.
Top five defense from 2022? You guys are, I think you're underselling them a little bit here.
Oh, no, no. The defense in New Orleans is solid.
But they lost some pieces on both sides of the ball. Like,
yeah,
and I think that's the part. Like, they did have a great defense, but then you lose a couple of those impact players. That's going to change the way they're able to do some stuff. So,
and listen to these three guys in your secondary. Tyrann Mathieu, Marshawn Lattimore, and Bradley Roby. Not a bad three to have back there.
No, you're legit.
All right. I am going with 9-8. Your Saints are your division winners. And we will wrap up the show next. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Sports Sunday, I mean, Jordan, you can basically kind of do a beat transition to our close music here.
Pretty much.
A couple minutes.
From Drake to Coldplay.
No. We got 2 minutes, and I'm separating the hell out of those.
Imagine a club right there.
Yo, if you like that new Drake.
Listen to this one.
If you like that, I bet you like Viva La Vida Coldplay, baby.
What the hell are you doing?
Hey, you know who chose that close music?
I did.
That was Rashad.
Oh, I was going to say Voldemort.
Guess where I fell in love with the song? I heard it before, but those damn NBA 2K games, man. Viva La Vida was on. I think it was on the song that, or the one that Jordan was on the cover of. I want to say 2014. Which is the basketball game that changed the world. You know, really, it completely put NBA Live out of business for the most part, and 2K became the new basketball game of
and
choice.
Started grifting. Young adult males and teenagers for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And into
yeah.
the future.
Boxes and-
yeah.
But all, hey, if anything, Halo, yeah. what I love about 2K is that I have to go around hanging up posters for a hot dog restaurant before I can play an NBA
Bro.
Game. I love that.
Yes,
and
man.
Then I have to go and do skateboard tricks and take pictures of myself doing a kickflip before I get to play the Hornets in December.
I had
you
to
know.
Make a rap album or a rap song and everything.
Dude, my bars were great. And they're
and
all
they
looking at me.
Like,
they're looking at me through the glass like I'm a bum. Like,
bro, that was, and the bars they actually choose for you to say, it's like, bro, that is trash, bro. You should have let me say what I said the first time. Like, yeah.
You know what? Can I write something else into this, please?
There was a point. Go ahead.
No, worst edition of 2K ever. The Spike Lee joint, whichever
oh
one
my
he did, because that you played as Frequency Vibrations, and even if you were a chubby white kid like me, your twin sister was black. Your twin sister as a chubby white kid was black because
that's my whole thing. I was like, man, 2K is getting hella racist with these.
Oh, they've been low-key racist.
They've been hella racist
for a
while.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you assuming that everybody playing basketball is black, bro? Like,
that was weird.
See, in Madden, you can choose your voice.
Yeah.
So when I create 6'8" wing Joe Fisher with a 7-foot
wingspan,
make him
sound like this.
Yeah, I somehow end up sounding like Rashad, and I'm like, that doesn't, you know. That's
what Tyler Hero sounds like.
I pick the nerdiest voice that I can, if they allow you.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, 2K is probably still going to get my money here in the next couple months anyways.
Yeah, I'm going to give it.
Hopefully not. I try to do the two-year gap.
Bro, no. And then I'm going to spend another $200 on making my player better and buying clothes and stuff.
Well, and with Dame and the whole situation this year, they're getting my money. They're getting my money, damn it.
All right, from the tech slide, enjoyed the show, guys. Have a nice Sunday, and you
as well.
Jordan Schultz,
Ditto.
Thank you as always.
Love you guys.
Rashad Taylor, we will be back here for some more NFL previews, and God only knows what happens in college football between now and then. Thank you all for hanging out with us, and have a great Sunday. Peace.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Sports Sunday. I mean, Jordan, you can basically kind of do a beat transition to our close music here.
Pretty
for
much.
A couple minutes.
From Drake to Coldplay.
No. We got 2 minutes, and I'm separating the hell out of those.
Imagine a club right there.
Yo, if you like that new Drake.
Listen to this one.
If you like that, I bet you like Viva La Vida Coldplay, baby.
What the hell are you doing?
Hey, you know who chose that close music?
I did.
That was Rashad.
Oh, I was going to say Voldemort.
Guess where I fell in love with the song? I heard it before, but those damn NBA 2K games, man. Viva La Vida was on. I think it was on the song that, or the one that Jordan was on the cover of. I want to say 2014.
Oh, that
which is the basketball game that changed the world. You know, really, it completely put NBA Live out of business for the most part, and 2K became the new basketball game of
and
choice.
Started grifting. Young adult males and teenagers for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And into
yeah.
the future.
Boxes and-
yeah.
But all hey, if anything, Halo, yeah. what I love about 2K is that I have to go around hanging up posters for a hot dog restaurant before I can play an NBA
Bro.
Game. I love that.
Yes,
and man. Then I have to go and do skateboard tricks and take pictures of myself doing a kickflip before I get to play the Hornets in December.
I have
you
to
know.
Make a rap album or a rap song and everything.
Dude, my bars were great. And they're all looking at me. Like, they're looking at me through the glass like I'm a
like,
bum.
Bro, that was... And the bars they actually choose for you to say, it's like, bro, that is trash, bro. You should have let me say what I said the first time. Like, yeah.
You know what? Can I write something else into this, please?
There was a point. Go ahead.
No, worst edition of 2K ever. The Spike Lee joint, whichever
oh
one he did,
because
that you played as Frequency Vibrations, and even if you were a chubby white kid like me, your twin sister was black. Your twin sister has a chubby white kid was black because
that's my whole thing. I was like, man, 2K is getting hella racist line. With these.
Oh, they've been low-key racist.
They've been hella
for,
racist like,
a while. Yeah.
It's like, why are you assuming that everybody playing basketball is black, bro? Like
that was weird.
See, in Madden, you can choose your voice.
Yeah.
So when I create 6'8" wing Joe Fisher with a 7-foot
wingspan,
you can
make him sound like
this. Yeah, I somehow end up sounding like Rashad, and I'm like, that doesn't, you know. That's I mean, that's not
that's
how
what Tyler
I
Hero
sound.
Sounds like.
I pick the nerdiest voice that I can yeah. if they allow you.
Oh God! Yeah. Well, 2K is probably still going to get my money here in the next couple months, anyways.
Yeah, I'm going to give it.
Hopefully not. I try to do the 2-year gap,
bro. No, and then I'm going to spend another $200 on making my player better and buying clothes and stuff.
Well, and with Dame and the whole situation this year, they're getting my money. They're getting my money. Damn it.
All right, from the tech slide, enjoyed the show, guys. Have a nice Sunday, and
you
as well. Jordan Schultz,
Ditto.
Thank you as always.
Love you guys.
Rashad Taylor, we will be back here for some more NFL previews, and God only knows what happens in college football between now and then. Thank you all for hanging out with us, and have a great Sunday. Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.